You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast. We're looking ahead to the racing at Cartmel, Newcastle and Newmarket on this edition. There's plenty to come on Friday. We've also got racing at Doncaster and Yarmouth in the afternoon, Chester alongside Newcastle and Newmarket in the evening, and there's an Irish meeting over at the Curragh. You'll hear every race live from 1:50pm on Racing Radio with Dave Kellner, James Millman and Craig Forsyth in the studio. My name is Sam Norris and Chris Pimlott is alongside me to look at four races on Friday, as well as to spin through some of the latest news. And according to reports, Pimus, from Messrs Dunn and Forsyth, you're in rude health today, in fine form.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm in rampant form. having come to my second day at William Hill Towers in 1 week.
Two days
an
this
unknown,
week.
Yes. I had to fill in for
a
sick junior yesterday.
So, oh, right.
I had to cover for him. But no, I've been in rampant form. Unfortunately, some of my unique systems haven't come into play today. I didn't see any horse boxes on the way here.
Right.
And there was no really significant birthdays. So I've gone back to my old system of guessing, and it seems to be working quite well. So happy days.
Good stuff. Happy days indeed. One man who will be hoping that the birthday system pays off this week, albeit it's not on his actual birthday, Brian Ellison, turned 65 yesterday, and he'll be hoping that the birthday system can extend to the weekend when he runs at Seymour for another crack at the Northumberland Plate. And last year's second has been really well backed over the last 24 hours, was as big as 9-1 Monday and Tuesday, now into 5-1 second favourite behind Fly Me to the Stars. We know it's the race he wants more than any other, Pimmers, and the horse was devastatingly unlucky last year to be collared by Aquatarium.
Well, he was indeed. I mean, you thought, how far does he win, don't you? Because he just went to the front, and you thought that Curtis had left it late enough as well to get to the front, but that wasn't to be the case. So he's obviously not straightforward, the horse, to be fair. He's, by the same token, he's got a very, very high ability, and you know, he's certainly a player, and the market suggests that there's plenty of support for him. But again, I do find that the Ellison horses over these 3 days, because of that, you know, his love affair with Newcastle, do get overbet and are possibly not quite the value for money as they should be. So I'd certainly tread carefully, not only with Seymour, but the other Ellison horses that run at Newcastle, both Friday and Saturday. But yeah, we're looking forward to a wonderful race, as you can imagine. And again, I think really you don't want to be coming from off the pace. I think you want to be there or thereabouts.
Yes.
Not necessarily make the running, but
be in the
van for much of the way. So we look forward to that. They're one of the highlights of the North East.
Yeah, the second time we ran the Tapeter as well. Fly Me to the Stars, the 9-2 favourite. 5-1 for Seymour, 8-1 Higher Power and Jarmer. 9-1 for Natural Scenery, and 10-1 and bigger prices for the rest of them. That's the Northumberland Plate, then one of the big races this side of the Irish Sea on Saturday. And of course, we've got a classic as well over at the Curragh. The Irish Derby sees the English Derby winner and the third bump heads again, with Wings of Eagles and Cracksman both lining up, and the French horse as well in the shape of Wilder Guy's lineup. It should be a decent renewal of the Irish Derby. And again, it looks as though Aidan O'Brien's going to have a strong hand, and tactically, this race could well be run to suit the Ballydoyle runners.
Well, 5 out of 9 ain't bad, is it? I mean, as I think we've mentioned on the podcast in the past, we know what board game those O'Briens play on Christmas Day, don't we? It's Monopoly.
That? Yes.
You know what I mean? 5 out of 9.
Yeah.
I think they hold the strong hand there. I mean, I think it's also interesting that you can win the Derby, you know, the best race in the world, so to speak, and get jocked off.
Yeah.
What more can poor old Padre do than win the Derby and then find out that you're not riding it the next time it runs? It's interesting stuff, that is for sure. As the time of recording, we actually haven't got the jockeys jocked up yet, have we?
Not for the O'Brien Quintet.
No.
No.
So that's certainly an interesting one.
But we would imagine that Ryan Moore's going to be giving Padre Beggy the elbow off.
Yeah. I mean, you've got Capri for Aidan O'Brien. You've got Douglas MacArthur. You've got Taj Mahal. Obviously, you've got the Anvil, and then you've got Wings of Eagles, who, to be fair, I didn't think his Derby winning was a fluke. I thought it was a very, very fine performance from off a pace that was run very, very strong. Now, whether the pace is quite as strong this time remains to be seen. But I think, again, he's really the one they've all got to beat. I know everybody's thinking, well, Cracksman possibly didn't handle the terrain of Epsom Downs, and this more conventional surface and track will suit him. Then, you know, there could be plenty of support for him. But I still think Wings of Eagles on the day was the best horse.
Mm. OK. He's been a little bit friendless in the betting as well, Cracksman, over the last couple of days. Wings of Eagles 2-1. Wilder Guy sold the money for the French Raider at 5-2. And Cracksman can't give him away at the moment, out to 11-4. Capri is 9-1 and 14's bar for the Irish Derby coming up on Saturday over at the Curragh. Anything else on your mind at the moment, Pimmers? Anything else caught your eye?
Well, just going back to this nine-runner field where five run from Aidan O'Brien's, tactics is certainly going to come into play.
Mm.
Now, there was an article written by one of the leading journalists in the Racing Post this week saying how we shouldn't have pacemakers.
Yes,
and one thing another. Well, hang on a
minute. Lee Mott's head was
What a load of rubbish, Lee. You know before the start that there's going to be a pacemaker. You know there's going to be tactics. It's a team game as well. So, you know, it's like a football team winning 1-0 with 5 minutes to go, and they take two attackers off and put two defenders on. You know?
Yes, yeah.
It works. That's how it works. They're not breaking the rules. They're just trying to win the game. Mm. It's the same with these guys. They're not. Well, he was trying to say that they were breaking the rules because the horses weren't there to do the best. They are doing the best, but they're not doing the best that maybe they can win the race, if that makes sense.
Yes, I mean, if you've got a horse that isn't on paper good enough, you shouldn't be sending it to go lickety-split because that isn't giving the horse the best chance to win the race. But I suppose by the same token, they're not going to pull the pacemaker up, are they?
If he's got a chance to win, he'll keep going.
Yeah.
And we have seen in the past that sometimes that does happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought maybe Lee had maybe had a tipple or something when he wrote that, because I couldn't understand it at all.
Right.
Maybe it was just me had a tipple, I don't know. But somewhere along the line, one of us had.
Yeah, yeah. Or possibly both.
No, because we had conflicting interests, conflicting views completely.
Yeah, true. True. Because obviously we had the Anvil took them along for the early part of the Derby, then Douglas MacArthur took them along, and a lot of people were infused by the run of Douglas MacArthur, given that he was on pacemaking duties, finished a lot closer than some people perhaps thought he might.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think under a different ride this time, if he's not sent on as the pacemaker, given they've now got Taj Mahal and the Anvil, that he might finish a little bit closer. I mean, we're not talking about bad horses, are we? I mean, Douglas MacArthur won a Derby trial.
Exactly.
And was then sent off as a bit of a pacemaker.
They're all 110 plus, aren't they? So they're all very, very capable racehorses in their own right.
Indeed. Looking forward to that one this weekend. Let's move on to matters closer at hand then, Pimmers, and take a look at some of Friday's racing. And we start with the National Hunt meeting at Cartmel and their 450, which is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and a furlong. A decent prize on offer as well, and good prize money right across the card at Cartmel on a Friday. And for this 450, we've got a field of 11 down to contest it, and some horses who arrive here off the back of a win as well. It's got a nice look to this race.
Yeah, and again, 12.5 grand to the winner. So that's real good prize money.
Definitely.
You're talking at the highest level at the Curragh on Saturday about Monopoly.
Yeah.
What about this then at Cartmel?
Jimmy Moffat.
Jimmy Moffat, 5 runners of the 11. Nobody's slating little Jimmy, are they? Nobody's saying, whoa, how does that work? Yeah, heavens to Murgatroyd.
I think one of these might be a pacemaker.
Trains locally to the track, and obviously this is the big race of the well, possibly the year, I should imagine, with a prize like that at Cartmel. And certainly Jimmy Moffat's throwing all the stable stars at this race, and he's certainly got one or two that could well be players. Artism disappointed last time out, got pieces on for the first time. Caius Mauritius ran well and up £4 for that success at Perth. Tonto Spirit's withdrawn at Hamilton on Thursday to take his chance with Robert Hogg taking a valuable £10 off his bot. Spaceship pulled up last time. Nicholas Chauvin ran plenty well enough. That's another Jimmy Moffat horse ridden by Dickie Johnson. Milnrow's interesting for Dr. Newland and Sam Twisto. Finished third last time we saw that. Captain Brown ran well for the Jimmy Moffat Sable last time when finishing second. That was behind Dark Island Dusk at Hexham. That was over tomorrow's trip of 2 miles as well. And then you've got Beyond Temptation, who for me has possibly got the handicapper exactly where he wants him now. Restraint of Trade, interesting, the Jenny Candish runner, who was a nice winner last time out. That was at Uttoxeter, but again, over 2 mile five. stepping back in trip tomorrow. Lock Kent was a winner as we saw him last time out. That was here at Carmel over tomorrow's trip. And he certainly could be an interesting one for the Moffat Yard, with Charlotte Jones taking £10 off that back. So 10-4, less 10. Mm. What makes that about 9-8?
9-8.
Goodness gracious me, she'll be like as light as a feather, that girl. And then you've got the one I think's got the main chance. Sailor's Warm was a very, very easy winner at Stratford not that long ago. In fact, 10 days ago, Tom O'Brien takes the mount for Ian Williams, and he'll do for me. Sailor's Warm to win, but Moffat, watch him with that monopoly.
Indeed. Sailors won the selection of Tom O'Brien and Ian Williams. Do you want to know a statistic about Ian Williams?
Go on, you're going to tell me. You've obviously done your homework, so let's hear it.
This is correct, according to his Twitter bio. The only trainer to have saddled a winner at every UK racecourse, Ian Williams.
Right, OK.
According to his Twitter bio, unless he's just lying.
Well, I can't imagine he would lie just for the sake of it, could you?
No.
So, yeah, well done to Ian Williams.
I like to think that he got them
but
all...
Was it jumps... and flat or just flat?
I think he's just had a winner
at every track.
At every track, yeah.
Right, well done to him.
I like to think that he got them all done bar one and then just started sending loads of runners to somewhere like, I don't know, Bangor or something, just needing to complete the set.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like he needs to.
Well, no, he doesn't need to now, obviously, but the selection then is the...
That was a really useless piece of information anyway. We enjoyed that.
You can take that to the... I'll take that to the pub, Pimmers.
I'm not...
Impress your friends with that.
Excuse me. Excuse me. You can't tarnish me with that sort of behaviour.
No.
Going to the public house? Heavens.
Not with the riffraff. Well, whatever it is that you frequent.
You could. Yeah. It's called the nursing home.
Good stuff. On to racing at Newcastle then. A good card at Gosforth Park as well on Friday. And we start with the Gosforth Park Cup. A handicap over 5 furlongs, a Class 2 event. And we've got 14 sprinters down to take their chance in this one. Your thoughts here, Pimmers, in another competitive heat?
Well, a fantastic prize money, £28,000 to the winner. Very, very competitive race, as you can imagine. You've got Line of Reason, who won at Musselburgh only by a short distance last time out. But he's in cracking form. He's up £3. For that success for the horse that's trained by Paul Midgley. You've also got Escalating, who comes into the race after winning last time out. That was at Nottingham with young Raymond Dawson taking £7 off his back. He's gone from a mark of 78 to 87, but again, could be a little bit more to come from him. Then you've got Ruth Carr's Horse Art Collection. She's been in good form of late. Tim Easterby, obviously, has been in cracking form and had a good winner at Carlisle yesterday. He's represented by three runners in this competitive sprint. And you've also got Hoofalong with his very famous connections there. Nathan Evans rides him as usual. Not been in quite the same form as he has been in the past, but again, been plying his trade really at some very, very competitive levels. And Kevin Ryan, who's obviously just got his horses back onto the racecourse after that scare with the illness in the yard, he's got an interesting runner in the shape of Distant Past, who I thought ran well at Lingfield the last time we saw that on the racecourse. So competitive handicap, as you'd imagine. I think I'm just going to take a little bit of an each-way slant here in the shape of Distant Past.
Distant Past, then, the choice for Pimmers in that Gosforth Park Cup handicap at 7 o'clock. We stay at Newcastle then for the 8.05, the feature race then on Friday evening, which is the Listed Hoppings Stakes over a mile and a quarter. Just for the fillies this, 8 fillies down to run here. And talk us through this one, Pimmers.
Well, interesting little race. I mean, the name of the race is interesting to me. The Hoppings Stakes. Now, what on earth is the Hoppings all about? I don't know.
The Hoppings is a fun fair that is hosted in Newcastle-upon-Tyne.
Never.
It is.
And where's it held?
Town Moor. Not that Town Moor, obviously.
At Doncaster, no. Town Moor.
Not Doncaster. Town Moor in Newcastle.
Well, see, you learn something every day with you, Sam, don't you?
Every day's a school day.
Every day's a school day. Wouldn't surprise me if our very own Craig Revel Forsyth will make his way to that fair at some stage.
Quite possibly.
Over the weekend. Yeah.
He'd be the man for that, wouldn't he?
He would indeed. Yeah. And I wouldn't mind going myself, because I do enjoy a little ride on those teacups.
Right.
Well, go round and round.
Bit of you, is it?
Yeah, I love that.
Teacups.
Yeah.
Fair way to go, though, Newcastle.
Not at all. An hour on the train from York.
An hour on the train.
Yeah. Beats driving.
That's true. Can't enjoy a tipple in the car, can you, Pimmers?
Can you? Heck, no.
Talk to this this listed race then.
To be fair, fella, statistics are anything to go by, regarding official ratings and everything else like that. Then Chain of Days is the good thing.
Yes.
She's way ahead on official ratings. This is the perfect race for her. She's been playing a trade in listed and Group 3 company last year that she won in. She's down to listed company tomorrow evening. And I thought she ran plenty well enough, to be fair, when we last saw her, and I think there certainly should be an awful lot more to come from her. So she's been playing a trading group company. The rest of them have been enlisted company. Official rating, she's 10 and more pounds clear of the majority. So I think, you know, she's the one that they've all got to beat. If you wanted me to find something to chase her home, I think I'd take a chance with Rafe Beckett, who's represented by two runners in the shape of Desert Haze and Very Dashing. I thought Very Dashing could well be a little bit of value for money.
Okay, Chain of Daisies then, the selection for win purposes, but keep an eye on Very Dashing as well. Eight runners at the time recording, so that could be an each-way angle into the race. As we go on to Newmarket then for the final race on today's podcast, which is the 8:30 minor quarter handicap coming up here at headquarters. Again, a Class 2 event. Again, a good little pot on offer here, Pimmers. And 10 runners take their chance.
Yeah, smashing race, very competitive as you'd imagine. Just short of 13 grand to the winner. I would imagine that UAE Prince is going to be your favourite for Roger Varian and Sylvester D'Souza. Slightly disappointed, I thought, to be fair, behind Desert Encounter at Ascot last time out. But that was in a listed stakes. Back into handicap company tomorrow afternoon. And dropping back a little bit in distance as well. One of a mark at 93 earlier on in the year. And he's up to a mark at 97. So not overly burdened by the handicap, I don't think, for that success at Ripon. But I'm going to take a chance with a bottom horse here, Monticello. He's very tough. He's very consistent. He's only been to post on 8 occasions. He won a couple of races early doors as a two-year-old. Hasn't quite hit that winner's circle as of late this season, but he's tough. He's consistent. I don't think he'll mind the rain soften ground, although, to be fair, as we record, the ground's certainly not as soft as I imagined it to be at Newmarket. And if there's a dry night and day tomorrow, then come 8:30 tomorrow night, it could well be riding certainly perfectly good ground and, believe it or not, slightly faster. So I think that's worth keeping an eye on how the ground changed at Newmarket. But I think Monticello should be a double-figure price and should give us a big run for our money each way.
Monticello, the call in the 8:30 then for Mark Johnston and Joe Fanning. Thank you very much for that, Pim. Just give us a quick recap, if you would, and remind us of your four selections for those four races on Friday.
Well, we will start at Cartmel over the jumps for their feature race of the afternoon with the first prize of 12.5 grand. Going to take a chance with the bottom weight here, Sailor's Worn, trained by Ian Williams, who reportedly has trained a winner on every UK race course.
Good knowledge, that.
Good knowledge. Take that to your pub quiz. Stuff it in your pipe. Then the sprint at Gosforth Park at 7 o'clock. Going to take a chance here each way with the Kevin Ryan runner. Distant past. In the following race, the Hoppings, the fun fair, the largest travelling fun fair in the world at Newcastle's Towmore.
I don't know if that's right, is it?
It is.
Largest in the world?
Yes.
Knowledge.
The most famous travelling fair in the world.
Good knowledge.
Bongle it. Chain of Days is short price favourite. She's going to be very, very difficult to beat. I think Very Dashing could be the each way slant there. And at 8:30, when many a good person's tucked up in bed, I'm going to go each way with the Mark Johnston trained Monticello.
Excellent stuff. There we are. Thoughts of Chris Pimlott, head of Friday's Racing. And you can hear the best of it on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Dave Kellner, James Mormon and Craig Forsyth in the studio, Doncaster, Yarmouth and Cartmel in the afternoon, Chester, Newcastle and Newmarket in the evening, plus the Irish card from the Courier. Thank you very much for that, Pimmers. Illuminating and insightful as always. And best of luck with the selections.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.